Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Are you more interested in trying to win games or seeing what the quarterbacks look like? 216-474-0092. I think it's a basic, simple question. I think that you can look at it and go, if I were making an argument for either side, Danny Cunningham in for Tone today. He's in for Tone tomorrow. Jason is in for Tone on Thursday, and Daryl Rutter is in on Friday morning. Also, Brian Geltzeiler, he was originally scheduled at 9:22 this morning. He'll be joining us at 8:22 tomorrow morning to talk about the Cavs and their future as well, where there's some wild stuff going on in the NBA and whether or not the Cavs should be involved in it. I'm going to get to this Pablo Torre report coming up here momentarily because I want to load some audio in to see if we can get some proper context out of all of this, because it reading through it, you can tell it's very wonky, very deep dive stuff that is, I mean, we're talking about some wild stuff over here, friends. Some wild, wild stuff. I think that if I wanted, I'm always pro winning. I'm always pro trying to win. I think that the teams tank. They usually end up tanking and tanking and tanking and tanking again, and they are just bad organizations, and they always end up at the top of the draft, and you always wonder why. The Jacksonville Jaguars have tanked a bunch of times, and they still are not a serious franchise. The Browns have tanked. They're not taken seriously. The Jets have tanked. You know exactly what I think of them. There's teams that end up at the top of the draft naturally. They're there for 1 year, and they try to move on. I think it's always in your best interest to try to win. But I do think that if I was looking at it from the other side, well, Ken, you could always say, Kenny, I don't have faith in this front office. I don't have faith in this head coach. I think that I'm interested more in whether or not they could prove me wrong with one of these rookie QBs. I'm more interested in seeing what these rookie QBs can do, whether or not we actually need a quarterback next year. Because I've said, like, as of right now, and it does sound like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth when you say this, but as of June 24th, you're taking a quarterback next year. Because I haven't had the chance to see any proof of either one of these guys. And I say that knowing that neither of these guys, they probably both will, and they probably will both do it for multiple games, but neither of these guys have to start a game for me, and I could go, okay, yeah, you still need a quarterback next year. I don't need to see anything, because if they don't need to see it, I sure as hell don't need to see it, because they're in a desperate mode at the end of the season. So there's a lot of argument to make to say, you don't have faith in them, you're moving on to the next quarterback, or you need to see whether or not one of these guys are here. Or you can just say, you know what, Kenny? I just want to be entertained. And I find this to be boring. I find this offense to be boring, which is a terrible reason for it. It's terrible. But I think it's secretly the way a lot of people think, where they want to see touchdowns. They want to see big throws. They want to see big completions. And they don't feel they're going to get any of that from Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco. They want to take their gamble on the new rookies. It's not good reasoning to me, but it's probably the prevailing reasoning with a lot of people.
I do think it's the prevailing reason with a lot of people, and I also think the other way that you can shape this is that if you want to see those guys because you want to know if they're capable of winning, mm-hmm. That's what this season, at least part of it, I don't think all 17 games should be about that, because I do tend to side with you. I think starting the veterans early in this season is the way that you do need to go, because if you do start one of the rookies and it doesn't go well, the season is over because you don't have anyone to turn to. You're going to lose the veteran in the locker room. that's the stuff that you can't afford to do. But I do think at part of the season, we're going to get to a point because looking at the first six games of that schedule, the Browns are not going to be, I think, in contention at that point. Like, I think at that point you will know, okay, this is not a playoff team. So then I do think you can start to see what you have and maybe set one of those guys up for success at a certain point there. So then it does become less about winning games once you realize, okay, maybe this team's just not going to win a lot of games and more about what do we have moving forward.
You know, I look at it a lot like a card game. I got to leave myself some outs. And if I go and I start to try to win, I start the season by trying to win games, that's, to me, that's the easiest play with your own team.
Yes.
There will be, I'm sure that Joe, the wheels will get shaky, or with Kenny Pickett, the wheels will get shaky, and we'll start to pound the drum for the rookies, and you're going, okay, naturally, I have another card to play. If I start the season out with the rookies, and they're not ready to play, well, then I'm not a responsible coach. I didn't go by what my team needs, and I got no more fever for the rest of the year. I'm a lame duck coach by the time Thanksgiving comes around.
It becomes a very, very long march to the end of the season, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. And I think that then raises more questions, to your point, about the future of the franchise than there probably should be this season.
I want to get to this Pablo Torre story coming up momentarily, okay? I want to make sure I got all my nuts and bolts here correct first. I want to get to Mike and Stowe, who's on the phone right now. Mike, hello.
Good morning, Ken. Where's our friend Lyman today?
He's off for the week.
Oh, was he on a glorious vacation or a staycation?
He's on a staycation. He's staying at home with his children right now.
Well, good for him. Good for him. Hi, yes. Lima, if you're listening at home.
He's not
so
listening.
So, Ken, I know. You probably love that. But I will say this. This is what I think. This is I think it was on a week ago. This is a glorious tank. And this is all about evaluation and development this season. And the way we're going to do that is, we're not going to win games. It's cute how you guys have to play that side first. But I can just call in and just be straightforward
What is win games to you? Is seven games winning games? I mean, that's not asking for the world.
We're draft assets next year. Whether one of these two quarterbacks that we drafted are good, we want to see him this year. I do want to say that. Absolutely. But not right off the get. That first six games is a rip-roaring stretch. We need a veteran in there with that line still working on things. We don't need one of these young guys getting killed trying to, in the first day of kindergarten. So let's just, go about it that pace, but we're not going to win more than three games this year. I don't care how we do it. I just don't think.
Oh, I disagree. Really, I disagree.
Ken, we'll bet a cheeseburger. But look,
no, I'm not allowed to bet. I think, and by the way, I also think it's pretty pathetic of us to bet over under three wins.
sorry, but look, I'm just being real about our division, our competition, the schedule, all of it, and where we're at as a team. We've got new coaches at several key positions. We don't even have a quarterback set that was even playing last year for us. So, let's just be realistic about it. We're probably in the toughest division in football. I'm not a pessimist. I really have high hopes for the future. I think Andrew Berry has absolutely started to turn it around with his picks and the way they're looking at this. I really do. His is his best draft he's had in the last four, Ken. And I know it seems crazy, but if you look at what he's got out of the last four, I don't see why that is crazy. But look, I
think I'd like to see them play real football before I say that.
But
look, we're going to be way high in next year's draft. And listen, this is the best thing. We don't have enough to get over a hump no matter what we do this year. Let's just agree to that. Do you think there's any way we win our division? If you think so, you make everybody in Cleveland laugh right now and tell me why. But this is what I think. If we go out there, learn, compete, we're still not going to be able to win a lot of games. Even if one of these two quarterbacks is good, we draft them. I'm hoping one of them are. Then next year's assets, even when we are low on the schedule or we're drafting early, the us and the Jacksonville pick, now we're stacking it up. Now we're coming with a head of steam.
I think a lot more people. Mike, thank you very much for the call. I think a lot more people think that your way than are willing to say it right now. I'm not. I don't think that way. I think that trying to win is always the best policy for everything. But I think that a lot more people feel your way than they're willing to admit, where they don't think that they're going to win many games. They think they're going to win three, maybe four games, and that they need to go out there and they need to find out what they have in the quarterbacks. I don't think that they have very much trust in the organization or the head coach, which, again, then if you're so excited about Shador or Dylan, I don't know why you leave them in the hands of guys you don't trust, but that's, again, I don't know how you feel that they're going to overcome people that sabotage young players, if that's how you feel. But that's a... I think that's an entertainment conversation for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot more people that feel the way Mike does than what you and I feel.
I think that they're going to try to win games. I just don't think they're going to win a lot of games. I do think that this year is going to be a year where they learn a lot about who they can be in the future and what this team can turn into. I just don't think they're going to be all that successful. It's not because they're going to go out there and try.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Try and lose games every Sunday. That's not what this year is going to be about. I just don't expect them to win a lot of them.
I have a clip here. So last night, Mike Florio tweeted out that today was going to be an interesting day in the NFL. We've been trying to pay attention to this here for the last couple of hours. Pablo Torre of the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast, you've watched him on ESPN, High Noon, he's covered sports for a long time. He and Mike Florio are uncovering a story, it seems, about potential collusion in the NFL over Lamar Jackson's contract.
It's a long story, but long story short, you remember Deshaun Watson got a big contract from the Browns, right? 230 guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
And then the next season, Lamar Jackson came due for a contract, right? And there was a whole hold in, hold out. Who was his agent? It was himself or his mother or whoever. Does he get a fully guaranteed deal? And then he ends up back with the Ravens. This is just a little bit from Pablo Torre on the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast about why Lamar didn't get that contract.
Okay.
Well, and that defensive line to me is top three, top five in the NFL with the depth. So I think they're saying when you see who they drafted and who they didn't draft at receiver, where they're kind of going with this offense, and they're going to be defensively, that's going to be their strength.
What do you say, Coach Lance Reinsland joining us on the show, what do you say to fans who are like, well, we got to see him by the end of the year or we're wasting the year with either one of these rookies? Because I think that they get to see him, the coaches get to see him in practice every day, but the argument that we need to see him, I don't know, man. We've seen a lot of bad quarterbacks come out as rookies and they've just stayed bad.
Well, I'm not, once again, though, I'm going to take the coaches, and I know you coach too, Ken. I'm not a big believer in the we got to see these guys. Those guys have to prove that they can play. You know, one of the most overused words in football is the word culture. And culture is not what you say, it's what you do. And if you're going to say, hey, we got to take a look at these guys, you're telling everybody else that winning is not important. You're telling everybody else on that team that, hey, when we go out there, we got to see what everybody can do because we're building to the future. Well, if you're 28, 29, 30 years old, why are you there then? And I think signing Myles Garrett and do the things they're doing, they're showing that they want to win. And as a coach, I like that, right? So if Kevin Stefanski is, they want Kevin Stefanski to develop these guys, then they're saying, then you better let him lose games. Well, I don't know about you, but losing games is never an option in the NFL. So, they have to go out, they have to produce, they have to win, they have to put the best guys out there to win. They got to show that winning is the most important thing. And like I said, culture is not what you say, what you do. And you have to prove to everybody in that locker room and everybody on that staff and everybody in the organization that winning is the most important thing.
You brought up the defensive line. I think it's fair to say we expect this Browns defense to be a pretty good unit this year, but I do think that you have to score points to win games in the NFL. So I am curious from your perspective, what exactly does this offense need to be this year for the Browns in order to be for them to be maybe not even an above 500 football team, but a competent, close to winning football team?
Well, the first thing the offense has to do is they have to end every drive in a kick and not create short fields for that opposing offense, right? So if the opposing offense has to go 80 yards every time they get the ball, that's going to be very tough to do against this defensive front. This defensive line is very, very big. I think Malik Collins is a huge get for these guys. I think Jenkins is a good guy in the secondary. So they have guys, obviously Mason Graham was number one on my board because of the fact he can anchor in there and rush the passer. But what the offense has to do is kind of be boring. And people don't like boring, but boring can win you football games. So you got Blomgren back in, tells you they're going to go back to the weak side zone. They're going to go back to power, counter, pin and pull. They have to move the chains. They have to shorten the game, right? So even if they don't score points, they got to flip the field, right? So if they can, Bjorkas has been killing the ball. You know, he's a great punter. So use him as an offensive weapon. I know it's not what everybody wants, but that's kind of offensively, that's kind of where their skill's at right now, right? So run the ball, shorten the game, get it to second and five. You know, that's what Junkins is going to do a great job of. Get it to second and five, second and six. Then whoever your quarterback is has a much better chance, and the coordinator has a much better chance. Now you're talking about, we go back to, what about the receiver position? Well, if you can get it to second and five, now you can do some play action shots where you just have two-man routes or maybe a one-man route. Once again, those things aren't exciting, and they're not always successful, but that's where the Browns are at, and that's what Kevin Stefanski does very well. It's kind of going back to what he does well. He kind of maximizes those guys, in my opinion, that don't have the elite talent. They just got to, you know, the big thing for that offense is they got to end every drive in a kick. They got to protect that defense. And what does that mean? Third and eight, run the ball, punt it once in a while, so you're not turning the ball over as much.
Lance Reisland joining us on the show from Cleveland.com, also Spectrum Sports, former head coach. DeJuan Jones over left tackle. Can you give me a percentage on what his success rate will be this year and beyond right now?
I'm very high on DeJuan Jones. You know, last year I was sitting in the bleachers watching him, and it's kind of disappointed at camp because he was out of shape, obviously coming back from that knee injury. And DeJuan Jones is a guy who uses his size. Even with those guys down there, he uses his size to his advantage, those long arms and pass protection. Now, going back to what they do offensively is another reason I think he can be successful, right? In this zone game, right, he doesn't have to be a mauler. Conklin's a mauler, but the guards and center have to be the maulers. Those are the guys who are getting the big double teams. DeJuan Jones can be really successful because of his size. So if they run that zone, he's got to kind of be a wall in there. He doesn't have to kill the guy. He's got to be a wall in there. And he's not a vertical displaced guy. What I mean by that, he's not a guy who's going to kill you off the ball like Teller and Batonio and Conklin like to do. He likes to use his athleticism to get in the way and create a wall. That works great on this, on the zone game. On the counter game, if he's a guy who's in pulling, he's got great feet for a big guy, especially now that he's in shape. I say this, if DeJuan Jones is in shape and DeJuan Jones is motivated, he can be a legit left tackle in the NFL. He's got to keep himself in shape, because once he loses that, then he gets beat around the edge, right? Because then his feet get heavy because he's a little bit overweight. So if he can stay in great shape, he's got a chance because of what they're doing offensively and his skill set, right? He can move to left or right. He's a former basketball player, so he's got...
I mean, all that makes sense.
Yeah. I think that full thing is going to be a fascinating lesson.
Well, I guess you could take some weird thought from it from the Browns, where it's like, well, they obviously aren't involved in it.
Right.
To some level. I don't know how much, because I don't know what's true and what's not true, what they're finding here from what's being said in these proceedings. But when you have a team that's given out a fully guaranteed contract, and we know that the other owners were not happy.
Correct.
They felt that it set a precedent there. I think the other owners are celebrating every single time they hear of any story of Deshaun Watson, honestly, probably never playing for the Browns again.
Or
and questionably again. Playing football ever again. I think because then they sit there and they say that this is a lesson learned. To the owners in the NFL. Yes, you got something over
there.
Well,
I think, and this is from Pro Football Talk, from what Florio had written and just put up on his website. They did a 61-page ruling from system arbitrator Christopher Droney. It says, Droney wrote on pages 55 and 56, January 14th, 2025 ruling, there's little question that the NFL Management Council, with the blessing of the commissioner, encouraged the 32 NFL clubs to reduce guarantees in veteran contracts at the March 2022 annual ownership meetings. In other words, the NFL wanted its member teams to collude. That meeting happened only days after the Browns gave a 5-year, fully guaranteed $230 million deal to Deshaun Watson. It also happened only 2 years after the NFLPA had tried for the second time to make all player contracts fully guaranteed. It's basically saying that the management council told every club, hey, we're not doing this fully guaranteed stuff anymore. The Deshaun thing, that was an outlier. I think we in Cleveland have lived it now enough to know, yeah, it's the wrong move. We made the bad move there. And nobody else wants to be a part of that now.
216-474-0092. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that right now. I want to read through this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.